Good afternoon. This is Orange County and the rest of the Twitterverse out there listening. It's a beautiful day in Orange County, California, and I am finishing my lunch. I had a great lunch, but I'm not going to tweet about my lunch or what I ate for lunch, etc., because there are more important things in the world, and that is our military service people, past and present, who have sacrificed for our nation's freedom. And that's something that I take very, very seriously, and I hope that you do as well. And I'm here talking to a special individual and a colleague and a friend at the Orange County Transportation Authority. And can you introduce yourself and your title here at OCTA and share with me the importance of the military for you?
Yeah, thank you, Ted. My name is Jeff Bryant, and I'm currently the Human Resources Representative here at Orange County Transportation Authority. I've been serving in this capacity for 5 years. In regards to the military shout-outs, I feel that it's very important that we heighten the awareness for our military that have served, regardless of the era, especially in today's environment. We're experiencing militaries coming home, being deployed from either Afghanistan or Iraq. And I think it's important that we show them our support, especially transitioning from military service to civilian life. And I think it's important that we are sensitive to their needs to make sure that those military staff can find gainful employment and making sure that their basic necessities are met.
Mm-hmm. That's a tall order, and I think that's especially worthy for us to, as a nation that has so many service people out there that have sacrificed for our freedoms and our security, that's something that's achievable, that all organizations, big and small, can be on the right path of actually doing it, paying honor to our military service people, you know, while they're serving in foreign lands as well as serving here domestically. But when they return, you know, there should be opportunities for them, like you said, for gainful employment and to honor them in a way that pays homage to their sacrifice. And so that when they're serving us, we can actually serve them by providing them with opportunities of employment. What does it mean for you as an HR individual, as a public employee, and then more importantly, as an individual, as a son, as a father, as a husband, and as an American? What does that mean? Tell me about your connection with the military.
Well, my connection, I have two brothers, both north and south of me, and that have served in different eras, one in the Vietnam era, as well as Desert Storm. Mm. And fortunately, they were serving capacities as a support, mm-hmm. so wasn't really on the front lines, but they provided support to various components of their time. And so it was very important. As I have talked with them, and they still experience situations with the Veterans Administration, and it's been, you know, some time that has expired. And so it's important that, you know, I understand, I'm sensitive to their needs even as of today, and I've just want to make sure that they haven't been lost in the system. Mm-hmm. On a professional note, our employment team have partnered with Camp Pendleton in the past few years in providing support to the military, not only as potential jobs here at OCTA, but also providing resources and tools such as career search, how to sort of transfer their skills into real employer mm-hmm. work knowledge so they can understand to make sure that those things that they have accomplished while serving in the military, they can put that on paper mm-hmm. so potential employers can understand what they have done in the service. So we still are interested in doing that, and when these military, you know, start to come home, we want to make sure we are accessible. Mm-hmm. And I feel also there's an obligation that we have as an employer. Mm-hmm. We do have quite a number of employees currently that work for us have served in the military, mm-hmm. and a lot of them have come out of Camp Pendleton. Mm-hmm. So we have over, I believe we have over 100 employers that, that have served in some capacity.
Wow. So we do have a unique Camp Pendleton connection.
Yes.
And my family and myself personally, I also have a Camp Pendleton connection in that when the Vietnamese refugees fled Vietnam, war-torn Vietnam, after the Vietnam War had ended, many of them ended up at Camp Pendleton awaiting their sponsor families. And so I was one of those family members among thousands of other family members that that came to America via Camp Pendleton. And so there's, you know, there's with some fondness and with respect and humility, as well as a tremendous amount of a pride that that I have, and that especially knowing that my father was a veteran in the South Vietnamese Navy who fought alongside his brothers and sisters on the American side, and how gratifying it is and how blessed we are to be in America. And if there's anything I can do to give back an ounce of what, you know, the veterans and the people that sacrifice their lives, you know, then I'm happy to do that. And so that's why I think I join you in this effort. And when you asked me, you know, I was very enthusiastic because that's something dear and near to my heart as well. So can you tell me about the events? I know that we're in the process of planning the commemorative events that will be taking place later on. So can you describe some of those events and what we're perhaps needing assistance for?
Sure, yes. We are coordinating our second annual Veterans Appreciation Day. And what that's going to consist of is we have invited the Wounded Warrior Battalion. We will have guest speakers of military staff, and we're also inviting employees that are currently veterans or have served to here at our headquarters to just let them know that we care, we appreciate their service, and we want to thank them, and just show our support as an OCTA employer. And I think we're good stewards in this regard, and so we'll continue this process. So we're in the planning stages of just coordinating all the events, and we're looking for sure for this to be successful.
So can you tell us when the event is? I believe it's September 7th.
November
10th, I'm sorry. So November 10th at OCTA, and there'll be more details.
Yes.
So people can actually go on Facebook. There's an event that's created for OCTA veterans as well as, you know, veterans at large as well, that people can post memories, comments, shout-outs, salutes, you know, to our U.S. veterans.
As well as our Twitter page as well.
Yeah, and the hashtag is OC Vets. So that's O C and then OCTA
Vets,
V E T S. Again, that's a hashtag of OCTA Vets. So you can follow information and updates as well. So we appreciate any support that you can offer. And I think words are really important to provide that support. And then we're expected to have a lot of different activities that will be taking place throughout the course of the next, you know, several months. But, you know, obviously summer isn't summer without the 4th of July. So it's a great opportunity for people to share their fond memories and pay honor to our nation's veterans.
Yes, and thank you for your support as well, because it helps to convey that message and to utilize our various resources that we have internally and you know, various media outlets. So we certainly will be updating, you know, at the planning stages, leading to our Veterans Appreciation Day service.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you want to share or add as well? You know, this is the first time that I've known or heard that you have a brother who served in the Vietnam War. So so that's you know, so that's something that, you know, that I greatly respect, and so I want to offer my huge salute, you know, to your brother. What's your brother's name?
And Jimmy Bryant.
Okay.
Yes.
And so can you tell us a little bit more about Jimmy? And
yes, he served in the Air Force, so providing ground support to the troops that were on the front lines. And it's been quite a while back, so I don't have a lot of details, but I know he mentioned that he provided a lot of ground support to the troops, and various, especially in the Air Force branch of service.
All right. Well, thank you so much. All right. We're looking forward to joining you in this effort. And please join us and share your thoughts and feelings and anything else that you want to share with us. So thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.